Okay. Come on in. Let's grab a seat, folks. Come on in, grab your seat, and get ready for another exciting presentation. All right. Anybody make any new friends on the break? Actually, you should do that every single break. You should do that every single morning. You should do that every single dinner and lunch. So that's good. There's a lot of information in this room. And one of the biggest mistakes we could make as an attendee is to think that all the expertise is coming across the stage, because that's just not true. And there's people here that are really, really making it. They're not necessarily doing it big in internet marketing. They've also got something to share. So, next speaker. I'll tell you what. She is a model of what you could do if you want to do it. She had one outstanding characteristic, but I bet you most of us have the same characteristic, and that's ambition. How many people of us really want to make this work? Okay, you know what's going to make it do it then, don't you? It won't be the knowledge. You've already heard that. Now, the knowledge is essential, but it's the go-getiveness that's happening. And so she came in not too many months ago, came up to Tom and Brett and I and said, hey, I'd like to get into this web business. And she said, let's do a deal, which means let's joint venture. I'll swap something I've got for something you've got, right? But the amazing thing is everything that we taught her immediately, and she came in, she went out and started going to work immediately, putting it to work, making money. I know for a fact that she's had at least 1 month that she made over $50,000. Now, is that good or is that good? And she's probably done better than that by now. And I'll tell you what, here's another thing. Alan showed you how easy it was to create a web business, did he not? Yeah. But I know you still will think it's outstanding whenever you find out that Jenny Armato has 89 different web businesses going in, I think, like 11 different industries. Is that good or is that good? Well, let's welcome Jenny, because she's going to teach you how to get over the getting started. Jenny Armato from Australia.
Thanks, Ted. Thank you. Thank you. It's just terrific to be here. It seems like a flash of days that I was here last, but it's just to think it's only 6 months, and I've already caught up with a lot of people that I saw last time that have gone ahead and done something. And I hope that happens for the newcomers that are here today for the first time, to this, particularly to this event. This particular session, the Web Business Workshop, I want to congratulate you for being here for two reasons, two very important reasons. The first is that 99% of the business owners that have gone before you on the internet have failed to bother to make the commitment to find out the basics about their business, and then they wonder why it doesn't work. So you're already way ahead of the pack. The basics that we're going to give you in this presentation apply whether you've already started on the web and you're wanting to get more out of your business, or whether you're just coming to this web business opportunity for the first time. So congratulations, particularly for those of you that are experienced, that made the commitment to be here for the Web Business Basics workshop that we're going to do right now. Because as we know in anything we do, always go back to the basics. The basics give you the foundation for which you can go forward, and then once you've got your system in place, just repeat it over and over again. The second reason to be congratulated is, despite the number of people in this room, and it's a great gathering, right? Think about the percentage that you are of just the population in Britain alone. 0.0000001%, perhaps, of just Britain. We're talking about a worldwide business opportunity. That puts you ahead of the pack. And in fact, it makes you elite as a marketer, because the information you're going to acquire over the coming days is information that the other 99.99999% of the population may or may not know, but right here, right now, are not getting the injection of information and up-to-date strategies that they can go ahead and apply in their businesses tomorrow. So are we in the right room?
Yes.
Excellent. Let me just tell you a little bit about myself. Ted gave you a little bit of background there. When I started this web business opportunity, it was a phenomenon for me, I guess, because I had been in business before, but I really didn't get my head around what this was, which is why this workshop was born. But I went ahead anyway and fumbled my way through and built businesses. And as a result of building businesses, and as you know, a lot of businesses, very successful businesses, other people started to want to pay me to help them do the same thing for them. And so without any intention, just getting on and doing my own business, other people started to pay me. So a new business was born, and I became a web business trainer, helping people understand and lock in the basics and then take their businesses to the next level. And that has grown into an international collaboration, which is one of the wonders of the internet, of course. I now don't operate my training business on my own. In fact, my business partners are down the back of the room. We've got Tony Dunn, who's come all the way from the USA, and Dan Lee, your UK representative, and we formed a mastermind. Amazing possibilities as a result of the internet. But that's what's led me into doing what I do right here and right now. And although I'm not going to present a lot about that today, I'll do it in my other presentation, you really can't appreciate just how powerful this opportunity is until you get in and have a go. Who would have thought that I'd have an international collaboration and an international training business? Of course, my speciality is selling on search engines, which is why I'm able to run so many businesses, because I know how to sell on search engines. I know how to squeeze out the maximum amount of money from a search engine. Is that a good idea? Yeah. I love it, because there's no end to the amount of markets and opportunities that you can create when you understand how to do that. Of course, multimedia, which you're going to hear about a little bit over the weekend as well, is another aspect. But just before I start, I know Alan asked you a couple of questions earlier, but we've had some people join us since Alan's presentation started this morning. I just want to get an idea, how many people right now own a website? Okay, fair majority of the room. How many of you are actually selling from that website? How many are making more than $100,000 a year from that website? Oh, okay. Well, maybe some of the basics that we're going to cover today are going to help you. So let's just have a look at what we're going to go over in the next 90 minutes together. The basics that we want to make sure you know are going to give you the grounding to go through the seminar over the course of the weekend. Have you ever been to a seminar where someone, it sounds like someone's talking about something fantastic, but you've got no idea? You're totally lost? Well, this presentation, this workshop is designed to give you a context. So the next session, the discovery discussion, is really about you and where you're at right now. You see, you may not have thought about this, but you right now have a question you need answered to go to the next step in your web business. And we're going to take some time out in this session to field some of those questions for you, because if we can answer something that's troubling you or you know, you're thinking about right now, do you think that's going to help you take in new information? So if you already know what that question is, please go ahead and jot it down. If not, when we come to that section, you should feel really free to just ask the questions that you want, and if we don't get them all answered during the session, we certainly will after it. Now, here's something about questions. There is no dumb question. There's no such thing as a silly question. So please remember, this is a newbie day, and this is about getting the basics right. You want to go forward from here with the right basics. So please feel free to ask those questions. Okay. And of course, really, if you feel like I'm losing you at any point, just show your hand and we'll run a microphone to you. So please just be patient. Wait for the microphones. But we will put some time in up front to answer your questions. The next thing that I found when I started to work with other people was that a lot of business people didn't actually have a model to work from. They didn't actually know something to, you know, measure against. They didn't know what bits they were missing in their marketing mix. They didn't understand how part A fits with part B. Can anyone relate to that? So we're going to give you a business model, and it's from a marketing point of view, of course, which is what this weekend is all about. And then finally, a survivor Survivor for Summit Newbies, which is really just talking about how to get through the weekend. Now, I notice some of you have already started to use your folders, and you'll see that each of us presenters have a page with our little introduction at the top. Those pages are for you to jot down your notes. So as I go through my presentation, that could be a great place to write a question that you may want to follow up either live in front of everyone or later on, and of course the great ideas that you'll get over the weekend. So if you haven't started to use your folder, just open it up now and find the page, which should be the second presentation anyway. So that's the format for this presentation. Is everyone happy to go forward from here? We're excited about the possibilities, given that you are 0.0001% of the population. Excellent. I run a newsletter on one of my websites, which is related to helping other people in business. And I don't just write a newsletter based on what I think you want to know, which is a really important point I want you to pick up about doing business on the weekend. I have a facility where people can ask me their question. And the most frequently asked question I get is, where do I start? Everyone's had that question, right? And I get it not only from newbies, but people that are already in the business. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. They don't know why to do it, which, of course, is the most important thing about our business. And I think the biggest thing is most people don't actually know what they need to be able to do it, it being business. So for everybody, where you start is different, because we're coming into this with different skill bases, different knowledge bases, different financial backing, different educational background, different ideas. So it all varies. And this is why the discovery discussion will be so important to you, because wherever you're at right now, we're going to get that issue resolved so that you can move forward. So where to start, I guess, is to just recognise that you are unique in your approach to your business. And over the weekend, you're going to discover the little bits that you are going to need to know that perhaps you didn't already know. But here's the good news. Unlike conventional business, if there's something that you must have in a web business that you're unable to either learn or do, within just a matter of days, you can actually hire somebody to do it for you. And you can find them readily on the net. That's the power of the internet. Unlike the conventional business model, you know the experience those people that have been in a conventional business? You employ someone, you train them up, you put all this energy and hope into them, and then they turn around and... Right. Well, on the internet, one of the great things that I love about my business is that my partner, Paul, and I, we just work together from our home. And anything that we need, we simply outsource. You're going to hear a lot about that over the weekend as well. But if ever there was any better news, I don't know what time it would be in business, because right here, right now, is the best time ever for the web business opportunity. In terms of marketing, there's only two things you need to know. How many things do we need to know? How many? Excellent. Every time you see this, I want you to remember there's two things you need to know. You don't do it this way, right? That's not nice where I come from. It's this way. It's peace, man. There's two things you need to know. Now, that's not entirely true. So I've told the first lie for the weekend. But the reason I want you to remember that is this, that marketing basically falls into one of these two categories. So as you go through the weekend and as you hear all these some very sophisticated strategies for marketing a business on the internet, I want you to remember which one of those two does it fit into. So let me just see. Peace, brother, how many?
Two.
There's only two things you need to know. Okay, well, let's just look at the obvious, what a web business is. Obviously, of course, you can access the biggest marketplace that's ever been available to us in the cheapest possible way, in the shortest possible time. It's a pretty amazing phenomenon, really. And yet I still know people that go out and are still buying franchises and paying $500,000 or £500,000 even, signing up for a job, basically. And then they open their doors and they hope that the people in their geographically bound area come into their stores. It's not like that on the internet. You can sell a myriad of products, and we do sell a myriad of products. You can sell physical products. You know, even something like this can sell on the internet. I run a very big business that sells into Australia and New Zealand, and we also ship to other countries, not as big a market, but we do drop ship physical products, and you can do that very successfully. So it's a great way for you to make a transition if you've got an existing business that sells, you know, some sort of widget. You can sell digital products, and this is the emerging and the most popular opportunity that's growing right now. It's the growth sector. And you're going to hear a lot about product creation of a digital nature over the course of the weekend. Now, when I say digital, please don't just think ebook. Digital can be an ebook, it can be written, it can be audio or video. All of these mediums now work on the internet very well. And it can also be software. And in fact, software is one of the most downloaded products on the internet. So the scope of business opportunity for you can be in the physical world or in the virtual world. And it all depends on where you want to slot yourself. Now, you might make the mistake that a lot of people do when they start out and they try to do everything, right? So as you go through this weekend, remembering about where you're at and where you're positioned right now, you'll be able to take little pieces of the different strategies that are available to you and plug them in. So don't try and, you know, eat the elephant all in one sitting. It's one chunk at a time. And the different things you're going to learn about what to sell and, more importantly, how to sell it, you know, are so wide, so varied, so vast that, in a way, I think it's actually a prohibitor for a lot of people. Has anyone ever felt like that? It's like, where do I start? I don't know which opportunity is the best one to go for. Okay, I know, I do it all the time. I'm guilty of it. You know, I've got 500, I was going to lie and say five. You know, I've got so many projects going, so many balls in the air. And you have to come back to some of these basics and remember, okay, what is it that I've got that I can deliver? Any of these work very, very well. I think I might be one of the only presenters that are actually selling physical product. And that's okay. I'm really happy with my mean dollar turnover there. And while they're not in it, that's an even better thing. But but what I want you to, I guess, rest assured again, you know, if you hear all this digital stuff and you don't think that's the direction you want to go, I'm here to tell you, as somebody that's also doing non-digital stuff, that this is still an excellent opportunity. And as I was saying and alluding to in terms of the uniqueness of this opportunity, the web business trading opportunity just defies all the normalities of business. You know, take the conventional sort of franchise we were talking about. You spend all that time and money on a store fit out. You get all of the provisions that are required. You undertake all this extensive training on, you know, particularly if it's a franchise, all the franchise training. You stock the store. You employ you train employees. You open the doors day one with £100,000, £200,000, £500,000 already behind you, and you don't even know if you've got something good. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but do we all know somebody who has suffered the perils of conventional business? I'm one of them. The best thing about the web business opportunity is that it's fun. Not because we're a bunch of lunatics, which you'll come to know and love us over the course of the weekend, but it's a great way to express the true value that you have within you. Some people I meet are highly capable on a technical level, but have no communication type skills. There's a place for those sorts of people on the internet. Then I meet other people. You know, one of my clients, she's an artist. She actually does paintings for hotels like this. So she'll do, you know, 600 paintings of the same thing. Highly artistic, beautiful lady, beautiful work, but no idea how to put a business together. There's a place for her as well, and all points in between. I want to tell you a story because it's a good thing for you to remember, right? Because you can get a little bit overwhelmed. You think we're experts, you think we're special, whatever that might be. Well, we're not. There was a point, like I said before, when I knew less than every one of you in the room. And it was worse than that. I was a technophobic. In fact, when I first got on the internet, I was forced onto it because at the time, my client was our Prime Minister of Australia and our Deputy Prime Minister. So, of course, they had all this fancy electronic infrastructure and, you know, communication mechanisms that a small business, you know, couldn't even fathom. And my personal assistant at the time, Andrew, who had come from a computer training background, said to me, "We need to get on the internet." I'm like, that's the last thing I want to tackle. I'd just gotten used to, like, opening up Word, right? So I said to him, "You go out and you take care of all of that." So he goes out and gets our, you know, 22K modem dialer, right? And our 486 computer. And he hooks it all up and he shows me this email thing. Well, you've got to understand, I was absolutely petrified of that technology. And not just verbally, but I used to stand next to him and dictate what I wanted to send on the email and then got him to push the button. That's how overwhelming it was for me. Can anyone relate to when you first start with technology? For the people that haven't maybe advanced that far, that first error message comes up. You're like, holy cow, it's all going to blow up, you know, because you hear all these horror stories. And I was the same. I was absolutely petrified. It took me until we actually promoted Andrew out of my business into another business that we owned as an office. He went on to, I think he's very grateful he moved on. He went on to manage the business, so I was forced to learn. And I've actually never looked back as a result of that. Now, I've learned a lot more than perhaps a lot of the speakers have, because at the time that I started my web business, I was like below zero, right? I didn't have any money. In fact, I'd lost a lot of money. Well, not a good place to start. So I had to learn a lot of skills that I never intended to, and I had to overcome that technology. But the good news is it can be done, right? And the important thing is that, and I'm going to keep impressing this every time I get a chance to with you guys, you've got to be able to decipher or work out what you need to know versus wanting to know everything. I've got a lot of people that signed up with my coaching programs that still haven't done anything because they're still learning. They think they need to keep learning and learning and learning. And the truth of the matter is, and you'll be surprised when you get into it, that there's not actually a lot of technology that you have to be able to know to go forward. And Tony, my business partner from the USA, will tell you at some point over the weekend, you know, he spent 20 years in the technology aspect of business and suddenly discovered that's not where it's at all. So if you're on the technophobic side, don't worry, I totally understand, and there is hope, just like there is for the conventional business owner to be able to make a transition. And if you're coming from the technology side, there's hope. Because you're going to learn skills this weekend that you can put with your existing skill base and actually get money back, rather than just money for hours, money back for your business. Are we sounding good?
Yeah.
Excellent. You're a nice crowd. So let's look at the difference between a web business and a web presence. A web presence is what I believe a lot of big businesses have. A lot of corporates, a lot of government agencies, those sorts of businesses, or organisations, in fact. They never intended, at least at the start, to make a profit. Their brochures, their publicity statements, their annual reports, all those sorts of mechanisms. What happened, I think, to small business was that we started to model on it. I saw, particularly in Australia, and correct me if I'm wrong over here, that big business led the way on the internet. And then in the early 2000s, the savvy internet marketing entrepreneurs like us have started to come along, and we're kind of dominating right now. And I think the big mistake that we made was that we looked at the conventional website, which was never meant to make a cent. And we went ahead and we built our websites, our web businesses, the same way, and guess what? How much money did we make? You hear about the conventional business owner. How many small businesses in the UK fail in the first 12 months? 80%. More? 90? In Australia, it's more like 90 plus. I think on the web, it's much, much, much more. There's many people that figure out how to do it. They get all the technical stuff right, but they never actually get to make a cent. The big difference between a web site, a web presence, and a web business is six little letters you're going to love, and they are P-R-O-F-I-T. So how do we get a profit? Sounds good, right? There's something that you're going to learn this weekend that's going to be the cornerstone of your business. And you're going to fall in love with it. It's called a button. We're all about pushing people's buttons, either to get them to our site, to get them to do something like these buttons when they get to our site, and make money. That's this room, right? Everyone here. So our style of marketing, unlike the big corporates and the governments and alike, is what we call direct response marketing. We're looking for a direct response. When someone comes onto our site, we want to do something that makes them want to push a button. If you don't have a button, how can someone activate it? Now, this isn't a lead up to button software, right? But it's a big point that a lot of people miss, because there's one thing we want people to do when they come to our site. What is it? Buy something. Now, they may not buy it right away, right? They might do what this example is, where I'm inviting them to sign up for a newsletter. These are a couple of buttons off my websites, a couple of my sites. I'm saying, grab a free report. Now, the free report is designed to give them information to make them want to come back and push the buy button, right? Or this one up here is buy right now and download immediately. So when we get someone to our site, we must think about what it is we want them to do. And if we're modelling off the conventional business, the leaders, the people that led us to this opportunity, aren't they a mishmash? There's that many things to do. Now that you know this, you'll notice it when you go to websites. And you know, I'd be interested in your reactions. You go to a website and you're like, whoa, where do I start? You don't know what to do. Well, that's not direct response marketing. Direct response marketing is saying we've got one thing. There is one thing we want you to do, and that is? Or, if you're not ready to buy now, either way you're going to? How many things must you remember? They're not it. Just checking you're still with me. So that's the style of marketing, direct response marketing, giving people an opportunity to transact with us. Whether they're transacting and joining up, gotta make sure I get the technology right, you know, whether they're joining up something and they're potentially becoming a delayed sale, like that one, join my, you know, little free report, or whether they're automatically going ahead and buying from us today. So direct response marketing is the context to the style of sites that you'll see. And you saw Alan's site earlier, you know, the pizza thing. That was a direct response site. So let's look at some of the characteristics of direct response marketing and how it differs from conventional marketing. A personalised letter. On the internet, is there anyone that hasn't seen a personalised letter? A dear friend. Good, okay, we all know exactly what we're talking about here. Because people, what's one of the biggest things people go looking for on the internet? Information. So they normally have a problem in mind, and you want to, as a marketer, be ready there with the... Exactly. Now, the way to best convey to that person your message, whether it's in a sales letter, in these cases we are talking about the sales letter, you want it to be a personalised letter or invitation, normally starting with a dear friend, that type of a thing, and finishing off with a best regards or warmly from. And, of course, what's in between those two? A button. There'll be a button somewhere. And of course, remember, particularly with information products, we're in the business of solving problems. And that's what the text on our sales letter is really all about. I don't have time to tell you, but just as much as I was a technophobic, I want you to know I'm a sales letter phobic. These guys are so far ahead of us, it's just insane, right? But when I start thinking about it this way, it suddenly doesn't seem like such a big task. It's just a means to an end. If I write something about the solution I have, I can get people to my page and make them push the button. Exactly. That's good. Okay, and they're always focused, of course, on the reader. Now, I'm not going to go into a copywriting outline here because we have experts. I mean, Brett, if you don't know, is one of the best copywriters in the world. Go have a look at his site. He's got testimonials from all the other, you know, great copywriters in the world. Who else? David Kavanagh does some copywriting. I think a few of the other guys are, oh, Alan's a copywriter. So, you know, there's plenty of resources here that are going to touch on this over the weekend. But as somebody that has, you know, direct marketing phobia, if you like, at least at the start, I want you to think of it in those terms. And of course, as we said, you know, the cause is a reaction to buy from that letter. So here's just a couple of examples I grabbed for you in case you weren't quite sure what we were talking about. Ted's opening up with dear success-minded friend. He's got a letter form from thing there, his photo, which is a really nice way to personalise something. Remember, we're in the business of personalising our offer, and his name's there. These things like headlines, that's all the sort of stuff the guys are going to cover over the weekend. Of course, the headline tells you exactly, or the primary purpose. Remember, we've got them to do one thing. This is the one biggest reason to do that one thing. That's one example. Here's one of the sites you're going to hear about from Brett over the weekend. He's actually got a business in scrapbooking. It's pretty outrageous, isn't it, for a guy like Brett? He'll give you the lowdown on how he put that together. But you can see here he's also used a headline, but he's used a little bit of technology that you're going to hear about over the weekend. Before I got to this page, I entered in some details. Has anyone done this where you've entered in details on one screen and then a second screen's opened up and it's got your name on it? Pretty cool, huh? Do you know we can all do that? It's one little set of script code. All you've got to do is get it. And you can do powerful things like that. Remember, he's trying to get me to push his button, right? So it's a great way to personalise the process, leading them on to want to go forward and transact with me. Another thing that he's using on this particular site, you may not know, but there's a product by one Mr. Armin Morin called Instant Video Generator, and you can put little video messages on your website. And he's done that on that page to help personalise the process for the transaction. And then he goes on with the normal copywriting stuff that we're now all very familiar with. Tom's is another example, same sort of idea. It's very personal. He's got a headline there. He's got some explanation to get you reading. I love this. He suddenly talks about what if you can make this much money. That's copywriting stuff we're not going into. But again, the format's very similar. You getting the gist of this? One of my sites, a piece of software that I have, I've got a couple of things. I'm a hybrid. Because what I do is I take the best of what all the experts do and then I put it into my own supercharged version, which you're going to be able to do now. It's pretty cool. Over this side, I've got free appraisal, free reports, free tools, free trial. Guess what? It's all the same thing, but they're buttons. I'm messing with their heads a bit. But, you know, if they're going to push a button, grab one of those, because I want them to actually download the software, because once they've got it, I've got a chance to sell, you know, the final version to them, right? And then I'm glad you guys like my sense of humour. Then over here I've got another button where I'm like, if this isn't grabbing you right away, perhaps sign up for the free mini course and push that button. When you break it down like that, does it seem anywhere near as complex as it may have seemed even 15 minutes ago? Now, you do need some skill to be able to put this together, right? But if I can do it, believe me, anyone can do it. So that's the format of direct response marketing on the internet. And they're very different to the corporate sort of sites that you see. So you can understand why, by making that change, you may be able to move from your website being a cost center and turning it into a web business that makes profit. Is that a nice transition? I was thrilled when I made this transition because I spent thousands of dollars paying someone else to build my first website. I thought, woohoo, I got a website, but no return on that investment, just a swish-looking site. So what's internet marketing got to do with web business? Because that's what we're here for, right? How to market on the internet. It's the fusion of promoting, I guess, or marketing with technology. And the great thing, like I said, about the difference between this opportunity and the conventional business model is that you can use technology to replace a lot of the things that you had to do before manually. So you can actually use things, and you're going to hear some of these terms like autoresponders and other technological phenomenons, really, when you're not at all understanding of this opportunity. And so the conventional business model where you had to work from 7 till 7 and or pay someone else to do a lot of stuff, you can use technology to do in your place. And it's true that you can have a web business that sells 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by fusing promotion with technology. So technology has now become, for the entrepreneur, what was formerly an employee. So that's pretty cool. How many things do you need to remember? How many? I want to see it. Come on. Get the blood pumping. There's two things. And they're jargon, of course. Which industry doesn't have jargon? Traffic generation and traffic conversion. Can anyone give us a definition in the room of what traffic generation really means? Have a go. There's no right or wrong answer. Just let the microphone come up. Just put your hand up so they can see. Gentleman here in the black shirt with the stripes. Because we've got some very experienced marketers in the audience, right?
Hi. It's how to get people actually onto your website.
Right.
Let's get the traffic there, people there.
Give us an example.
Perhaps searching on Google and typing something in and something that you've typed in will then direct them to where you are.
Okay, so you put your business on a search engine, people find you on it, and they come to your site, and that is a form of traffic generation.
Yep.
You've generated a lead to your site. Excellent, well done, thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else want to add to that at all? Oh, there's a gentleman down there. Maybe just say your name so we all start to get to know each other.
Hi, I'm Fitz Adam.
Hi, Fitz.
Hi. You can also approach people with lists that are similar to your kind of products.
Brilliant.
And then they can go to the site and do it.
Yeah, spot on. Thank you. That's great. People are thinking laterally already. Because you see, traffic generation is all about just getting customers. But it's a new type of jargon, I guess. So again, you're going to hear the experts talk about traffic generation. And when they are, we're talking about getting people to your website. Hi there, nice to see you again. So that's the first thing. The second thing is traffic conversion. Who'd like to have a go at that? There's a gentleman there and a gentleman at the front.
Hi, my name's Jeff. Traffic conversion is basically, once you've got them to your site, you've got to get them to push a button.
Give him a round of applause. I want to shake your hand. Oh, my work is now complete. Fantastic. It's basically getting people to do what you want. It's that simple. But, of course, in lingo... Oh, sorry, there was another gentleman there.
That's okay, I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, another round of applause, a button pusher. So, you know, when you hear traffic generation, you know, all we're talking about is things like putting on that technology that added my name, technology like video. Remember the form I had where you fill in your name and enter your email address? They're all traffic conversion tactics. And you're going to hear a whole bucket load of them over the weekend. Mike Stewart is like the world leading authority on this stuff. And apart from the fact that his presentation's absolutely brilliant, right? You're going to hear about how you can do these things cheap and easy in ways that have never been possible before to help you to connect, to make that direct connection with a person so that they want to respond and push a button. Beautiful. So, push two buttons. So the one thing we want them to do is to push a button. However we're doing that, whether we're buying or whether we're building a relationship, whether we're selling or whether we're building a relationship to sell. So if you do feel lost when you hear someone like, say, you know, Stephen Pearce talking about smart pages, which is his clever little technology thing, that's a traffic generation strategy, okay? And when you hear someone, like I said, Mike Stewart, talking about adding video to your website, that's a traffic conversion strategy. So at any time you feel a little bit uncertain about where on does this fit into the picture, just remember two things. So I'm going to keep testing you over the weekend, and so is my group there, my fellow business partners. We're going to need two things. It's all that matters. They all fit into that. So let's go ahead, and the contributions have been great so far, so this should be a good active session. Who's got some questions they'd like us to field for them right now? Excellent. Gentleman right there. Just say your name so we can all get to know you.
Hi, this is Chris. You mentioned that you had 89 different web businesses. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that anybody can find out anything, not particularly about you, but about any internet marketer, and discover what all those web businesses, all those web business sites are? Because if not necessarily you would have your name on each of them, so you can't just put your name into Google. Mm-hmm. But if you're the domain owner and you want to learn from the people who've already done it, is there a way of doing it?
Well, I'm going to answer the question from the point of view of, can you find out who owns the domain name? Yes. Something called the Whois database. Okay. The best way to learn from us is to take on board what we tell you. You see, I've been around the block, and I'm like almost the newest kid on the block here when it comes to the summit. Do you reckon we're telling you the stuff that we think and know won't work? I mean, you're welcome to have a look at all my domains. I don't have a problem with that at all. But what are you going to get from that? Versus me telling you the one thing you've got to do is push a button. But anyway, you can do that. So, yeah. But have we got all our domain names registered under our names? I think you'll find most of us run them as businesses because, you know, we're building wealth here. We're not just, you know, little tinker shop stuff. You probably find most of us are running them under business names. You'd need to know the business. Gentleman here, hi.
Hi, this is Steve again. Jenny, how do you manage the... is it 89 businesses that you've got? Mm-hmm. Do you literally have them on one laptop? And I mean, I've just been getting used to doing some emails and setting some bits up where, you know, different people can email me and it going into a little box, which I thought, great, excellent. But I can't imagine managing 89 businesses and imagine that the sort of traffic that you get through email alone. So how do you do that?
Main reason I can achieve that is a lot of them are automated. Okay, so there's not a lot I have to do. The other reason I can achieve that is because I'm highly organised. Uh-huh. I'm highly focused. Mm-hmm. And I do work, right? I'm not the lazy one of the lot, right? I'm up every morning and I work my businesses. And Tony will tell you, he spent the last couple of days with him in my room. We come up with an idea and him and Paul are like, great, we've got an idea. And I'm going to tell you more about this because it's bloody funny. But I'm going to tell you on Saturday, right? But here, you know, the little bit I'll share right now is that Tony said to me, I'm amazed how you put that together. You know, because they're still working out, you know, what we're going to eat for breakfast, right? And I've gone ahead and done it. And so, yeah, part of the secret for me is that, but see, I choose to build the businesses. I don't have to run that many websites. And that's one of the wonderful things, too, about this business, that you get to a point where you don't need money for yourself. But then you start to see other ways you can use your money. And so that gets you fired up again as well, you know. So for someone like me, I'm a go-getter. And part what comes with that, yeah, is high energy. So if you've got the same sort of traits as I have, you get organised. Mind you, right, I didn't start organised, right? You get there. I was a shambles. I had things all over the place. So you just have to think through things, you know, make sure that the files on your hard drive that you upload to your website. And I don't want to lose people that don't know this yet, so please don't panic if this doesn't make sense. But I make sure that my file transfers mirror my hard drive so that at any time I need to re-download or upload, everything's equal, okay? And so little things like that. I monitor my spending. I've got an extensive financial management package that helps me ensure that I keep all the figures right. I think the thing that takes me the most amount of time is managing my advertising, particularly where I use pay-per-click. That's probably my biggest task and why I'm, you know, a specialist in it because I spend so much active time in it. Does that help?
Yeah.
there's no magic bullet here. I mean, if you're going to build a lot of businesses, you're going to work, right? But here's the kicker. We're in the process of selling off some of those. So is it worth it? Yeah. Just down the back there, lady down the back.
Sorry.
Oh, just take this lady here. Hello.
Hi,
your
Gillian.
Name? Gillian.
Time is an issue. You know, you're very busy. How many of the products that you are selling have you written yourselves and how many have you sourced from someone else, percentage-wise, say?
Oh, I'd say the split, I've never thought about that. The split would probably be about 50-50. Because it took a long while for me to get enough money to, you know, to be able to start paying other people. Because I had a lot of debts I had to settle and stuff too. So I guess it's probably about 50-50, yeah. And now the beautiful thing now is that I can choose to outsource or I can choose to do it myself. But again, you work up to that. But I mean, like, I don't mean to specifically mention anything to do with this weekend, but Brett's got a piece of software now where you just answer questions. And a damn sales letter comes out the other end, you know, and I think it's about like $100. So it's not a lot of money to invest. I mean, we agree you're going to have to invest some money, right, to make a business grow. And so, you know, that is time and money saving, a little bit of money up front, and you can produce a sales letter, whereas before you'd have paid, you know, $5,000. Well, we do. We pay $5,000, $10,000. How much do you pay for a sales letter, Nicola? You've paid for a few in your time, haven't you?
The sales letter generator.
Okay.
And I use that all the time now, but I have also outsourced some sales letters. But you know, you just test them against each other and see what works best.
Oh, definitely. Testing and measuring is something you're going to hear a lot about over the weekend. It's lovely to have another female presenter on board, if I might say so. Not to be sexist. Jeff.
Hi, Jeff again. These 89 businesses, my business partner Roger here keeps buying bloody e-books, right, every day.
Okay.
Okay. Is each...
A serial downloader, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, would you class... I mean, we must have about the rights of about 100 e-books.
Right.
Okay. Would you class each one of those as a business?
Are they in the same marketplace?
All over the place.
Oh. Okay.
He's not particular.
Look, you know what? If they've got a sales letter and a button...
They got sales letters and buttons.
I guess so. So you've upped the ante. You're ahead of me.
So we have over 100 businesses then. We just haven't put them on the web yet.
Hang on. Remember, what's the six letters to do with the web business? Are they that yet?
No.
We're nearly there. But if I may give a piece of advice, you don't need to buy any more books for the minute. You can chill out. Get working on those. We might have a chat about it. I think you might need to segment who you're actually targeting so that you can start to put those to work. And this is stuff that's really important that you're going to, again, find out over the weekend. Not only how to position yourself as a business, but how to reach out and connect with the specific audience that your book, your content, your solution is trying to help. There's a lady down... Oh, g'day. Hi.
Hi there.
Sorry. G'day.
You did mention about search engines. I know it's a big topic, but primarily, how are you driving traffic to your site?
Great question. I love the search engines. Guess where more than 80% of your business can come from on the internet? Search engines. Now, the search engines tell you that statistic, right? So you know how it goes. Will a search engine ever tell you that only 20% of people use search? I doubt it. But they do say that about 80% of the population use a search engine when they go looking. So it stands to reason that you want to be there. So I use search engines and I use pay-per-click as a very cheap, easy, fast way to reach the biggest possible marketplace. And funnily enough, we're just about to cover that. All right, Okay, one more question and then we'll push on. Has that been helpful to go through those questions? I'm interested in your feedback to make sure I'm on target here. Okay, thanks.
Hi, I just want to ask another question. The first question I want, it's just very quick questions actually. I just want to find out in regards to websites. Yeah, some websites use... Say for us here, yeah. Would you say it's preferable using pounds than... dollars.
Great question. Guess who buys the majority of stuff online? They love to. They're serial button pushers. They're your kind of people, actually. Right? So, and it's a great point for you if you haven't thought about this. Remember this over the weekend. We will talk in American dollars because they are the biggest marketplace. But I'm regional just like you guys. I sell products just to the Australian market. And I sell products just to the New Zealand market. And those products are advertised and sold in the local currency. Now, with my ebook type products, I don't have a website if you're going to buy in Australia, and a website if you're going to buy in the UK, and a website if you're going to buy in the USA. The prices advertised on the site are in American dollars. But through my payment gateway, you can self-select which currency you want to pay in. So again, it depends on where you fit into the picture here and what you're actually doing. One of my physical products, you know, this sort of stuff, business, that I sell to in Australia, why would I put anything other than Australian currency, right? So it's horses for courses. There's never one size fits all in business. And remember, the internet is just an advertising, a marketing medium. And so there's going to be all sorts of businesses with all sorts of specific requirements. If you do want to market into the UK, you can, if you like, create mirror sites with pounds in them.
Right. Just very quickly as well, yeah. I just want to find out as well. A lot of internet marketers, yeah. Some, I don't know if you do the same, but you get a lot of the American stuff, yeah. And they tell you this astronomical figure they make every month, yeah.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I think the crowd here really looks at this figure and says, doesn't make sense. I mean, do you advertise, I mean, like, a lot of the stuff they advertise that the guy is making, say, so and so amount of money in dollars in the UK. And I'm looking at it from here, I'm saying, if he's making so much money like that, why is he telling everyone? Should he not hide what he's making? And how do you appeal to a market like
that? I guess it depends on whether you've got an ex-wife or not. He's got to settle a score with. Thanks. It's a good question because it brings up something. Again, unfortunately, I don't have time to go into it in detail, but how many of you have gone to a website or got an email from a marketer and you've just gone, you know, like, you know it's not congruent? I hate that. I hate it. In fact, it's probably my biggest bugbear about the industry. Sometimes people get so sexy with their copy, get so ahead of themselves as copywriters, that they write things up in a way that sort of sell us, perhaps on false promises. And I can't buy it, and it doesn't sit right with me. I guess some people can do it. I personally can't. Where they put up money, claims, and this is a copywriting issue, it comes back to evidence. You know, when I put my earnings up on the internet, I put my actual bank statement up there. There's no point in me saying I made $50,000 last month and expect you to buy that. Why should you? People do, right? So it's an issue of congruency. And if people are making claims and they can substantiate them and you want to believe it, that's a wonderful thing. As long as they don't have an ex-wife, right? But you've got to make that decision yourself. If you're selling to the how to make money market, substantiating your claim in terms of actual real dollars is probably an important consideration, right? I don't need to, you know, on the sites where I sell this sort of stuff, why would I put my bank statement on there? But when I'm doing this sort of stuff, I need to put my bank statement up. So you've got to, you know, pick your mark. My ex-husband hasn't come back to me yet. So I'm trusting he's gone on and done well in his life. So there's two things we need to remember, and they are. Excellent. Fantastic. Let's have a look at a business model, what it looks like in terms of marketing. Traffic generators, some of the typical things, we've mentioned some of these already, of course the search engines. Pay-per-click listings, a great way to reach the maximum market possible in the shortest possible time for the least amount of money. It can actually be cheaper to pay per click, at least initially, than it is to pay someone to optimise your website. So anyone that hasn't used pay-per-click yet, have I got a treat for you? Of course, free listings, and I'm actually going to be talking about this, not from the search engine optimization point of view, but how you can use free listings to help sell your product online. This ties into something called keywords. Does everyone know or has heard that term, keywords? Basically, what they are is a collection of words that you want to know in relation to the search engines that people are going and typing in. If you go in and you type in, you know, World Internet Summit, that's actually called a keyword, a key phrase, but the catch-all is a keyword. And there's a good reason that they're key, because they are the link between, if we buy what the search engines tell us, that 80% of, you know, searches or people looking for solutions go to search engines, if 80% of them are there and they use keywords, don't you want to know what they are? So that you can, when they type their keyword into a search engine, your business shows up. Is everyone with me?
Yep.
The importance of keywords relate to search engines. So they're part of the traffic generation aspect of a business model or marketing model. Other sites are a great way to generate traffic. You can put links onto other sites. You can use something called a web log, which has been shortened down to blog, because, you know, internet marketers are lazy. They can't say web log. It's two syllables. It's blog. Don't worry if you don't know what that is right now. Okay, it's something, if you choose to, that you work up to. And articles, particularly if you're expert in your field, putting articles on websites, I'm sure you've seen them. At the bottom of the article, it'll say, this article's written by John Smith, www.johnsmith.com. It's a great way to advertise your business and generate traffic, generate people to your website. Other marketing forms, gentlemen down the back, quite rightly so, talked about joint ventures, a very powerful way to generate peak periods of traffic in your business. In fact, when you're launching something after you've market tested and focus grouped and fixed your product up, but when you want a mass reaction in your business, joint venture marketing is a great way, because you go in, tap into someone else's list, and then they all suddenly respond. They come to your website and they push a button. That's it. And affiliates is another one that you might have heard about. Affiliates is where you get basically resellers for your business, and you actively can go about recruiting them, or they can find you using some mechanisms on the web, and you train them or you give them marketing material to go out and promote your business. Who was an affiliate of the World Internet Summit? Oh, wow, that's a lot. Fantastic. Congratulations. So what happened with the World Internet Summit was the guy said, if you can go out, because you've now bought a ticket and you know what this is about, if you can sell other tickets to this event, we'll pay you a commission for your effort. And that's called affiliate marketing. So they're all forms of traffic generation. Traffic converters, like we mentioned again already, of course the sales letter is central, right? But not all websites have a sales letter. Some of my websites don't. But for the most part, that's a key element. Audio messages, video, a free offer. You might remember my free report reveals. So they signed up for something, some information to be sent. And linking strategies. And I'm not talking about link farms here, right? Well, actually, that really fits in... that's links out, not linking strategies. Links out from your website are a great way to help people move on. Now, that's going to really relate to things like smart pages. So unless you're going to do the sorts of things that you hear Stephen talking about, I don't really want you to worry about that one. But the sales letter, the audio message, the video message, putting on an e-zine or a newsletter, a free report, a mini course, they're all traffic converters. Any questions on that? G'day, Phil. Just quickly. Sorry about that. It was a bit impromptu.
Hi, Jenny. Can you just talk a little bit about traffic from eBay, ethics of maybe getting visitors from there?
I do that. I might cover that on Saturday. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Because it's getting into the sort of specifics, and I just want to make sure we've all got, you know, the base right. But it is another one that you can use. It's part of the linking strategy, and I've used it very effectively. Traffic, find me on eBay and convert to my website. It's beautiful. So that's exactly what I was talking about. Traffic generation using search engines, which the gentleman up the back brought up before. Up here, as we all know, when we use Google, is what we type in, right? You get on Google and go, what am I looking for? And we type it in. And Google, as do the other search engines, return you what they call results. Okay, so they take your keywords and they find the websites that match up with those keywords and they say to you, here you go. Here's what you asked for. Now, with Google and a number of other pay-per-click, and other search engines, they have these free listings, which all search engines have. And they also have these over here called sponsored links. That's where businesses are paying to buy their way to that position. And they don't pay anything to actually sit there. But if you click on it, the person who owns that site gets charged a fee. Now, the fees vary depending on the value of the keyword. And what assesses the value of the keyword is the number of searches, the number of people in your marketplace, and the number of competitors that you have, essentially. Does it make sense? Okay. So some keywords can be as low as 5 American cents to buy. And other keywords, the one to do with asbestos, you know that asbestos cancer thing, something like $78. And then there's everything in between. I'm not sure if that exact dollar amount is right, but you get the point, right? That the search engines determine the value of your keywords or the keywords that are typed in based on the activity of the marketplace, and that's the marketplace. So these guys here, it's my good self right there, are there in the waiting so that when someone types it in, I've come up on the first page and I'm visible to you. Now, if you have a look, you can't really tell from the stats here, so actually I won't confuse you, but when you're advertising on pay-per-click, you can actually get an idea of how big the marketplace really is. It's pretty phenomenal stuff. I just wanted you to digest that for a moment, because it could take years in a conventional business to figure this stuff out. And with something like pay-per-click advertising, you can run a 7-day cycle and get the buying habits of a market or the search engine habits of a market and get that information like that. Pretty powerful stuff, huh? Get an insight into what people are looking for before you've spent a cent. How? By using the pay-per-click system, this element. Now I'm in trouble. Oh. Which is? Oh, I was going so well.
Oh. There you go, previous click.
Oh. So you can still make money. Oh, anyone know?
Push the button.
Touché.
Jenny, try it on the actual app.
Now I've got to go back. Oh, here we go. Sorry about that. How you do that is that you say to Google, and any search engine that you want to, when someone types this in, I'd like my ad to appear, and I'm willing to pay for them to click through my advertisement. Does that make sense in simple terms? Now, if you are thinking regional, here's some wonderful news for you guys. Google and the Overture Network, which is Yahoo, Microsoft, MSN, and a few others, are the big global pay-per-click search engines. But because you are such a huge market here in the UK, there's another 16. I can't tell you how much I wish I had that much market opportunity. So if you look at the Overture group of search engines plus Google, if you look at Overture as one, Google as two, and the other 16, you guys, if you are advertising or marketing regionally, have access to 18 pay-per-click systems. Pretty good news, huh? I was stoked when I found out, and then it was all just a matter of how can I get to the UK. But I thought I'd give you guys a head start on me, right? So do you want to put one to the test? Okay. So what I'm going to need you to do, because I'm going to have my head down, is put your hand up nice and high if you want me to stop at any point and explain what I've just done. Now remember, we are on a tight time schedule, so I'm going to have to do it more or less at normal pace. And I am going to leave some things out. And I'm going to have to say trust me on it, okay? So I don't have time to explain all the intricacies. And the reason that that's really important, guys, is that the devil is in the details with pay-per-click advertising. These marketers that use pay-per-click, and then these savvy serial marketers like me that squeeze every little cent that I possibly can out of my marketing. And you have to know a lot in order to do that. So here we go. This little tool called Web Business Keywords allows me, you can see the first four tabs at the top there, just below the blue line. It allows me to find out market intelligence from those four places about what people looked for last month online. Is that pretty cool? Do you understand what I've just said? That little tool allows me to find out on any topic what people looked for online last month. Now, this tool gives me the top 100 different things that people typed regarding any one topic. So if we take the topic of World Internet Summit, everything with that in it, the top 100 versions that people typed in, so they might have typed in World Internet Summit UK, World Internet Summit Marketing Conference, whatever it is. And it's not only going to tell me what the top 100 searches were for World Internet Summit, it's actually going to tell me exactly how many people searched for it. Is that pretty cool? Imagine if you could have done that in the conventional business you now woke up and got out of. Would anyone like this tool? It's my gift. You're all going to be able to download this from one of my websites. I got it made up for people to help put you on the right track. Now, this is a very basic level keyword tool. And again, to get in the game, this will get you going. But I actually work with thousands and thousands of keywords, not just the top 100 results. Okay, but it's a great place to start and at least get you going in the search engines. So what you do, if we go to this first tab, where am I? Here. You can say, you know what, I'm really into dog agility. In fact, I'm a dog trainer. I'm wondering how many people search for information or resources about dog training each month. So I can go into my little tool here and type in, what's something they type in? Dog agility?
Train your dog.
What about barking dogs? Who'd like to know how to stop the darn dogs next door barking at night? So we say, are people getting up in the morning? Now, they may not be, right? I'm just joking. And going, my God, I've got to find out how to stop the dogs from barking. Please be connected. Okay. Bada boom. There we are. The top 100 responses last month in the Overture network that have the keywords barking dogs in it are there for me to see right now. So I already know, without spending a cent on my business, that there are people doing this, right? There are people getting online and looking for information or help of some sort to do with dogs barking. Look at the first one. Stop dog barking. They're the people that get up at 6 a.m. and go, I didn't get a good night's sleep at all. I am buggered. Now that... What does that mean here? Is that really bad? Well, we're going well, Brett. We're going well. Brett's just come into the room and heard the clangor, so now I'm in all sorts of trouble. We can also find out the results just in the UK. So again, if you're wanting to do regional marketing, the Overture Network results are right there for you. Now, are we saying this is enough of a marketplace for you? Not at all. In fact, there's a whole lot you need to know, and you need to know how to measure the potential profit for a business before you go ahead. So this is not the total picture. But what we can do is take these keywords. This is what people are typing into search engines, right? And we can run a little ad on Google with our Stop Dog Barking product and just see what sort of reaction we get. Or if we've got the whole Dyson barrel in place and we've got an offer, whether it's a free report or a mini course or a product that they can actually buy, we can put in a button, exactly. And here's the kicker. When you plug these into Google, it can only take as little as 10 or 15 minutes, and you're live. Want to see us do it? What you do is you grab in this tool, actually when you download this tool, all the instructions are there, okay? But you basically copy all of the keywords like that, and now you can paste them into wherever you want to. Oh, crikey. Dan, our UK connection, my UK partner, was going to come up here and do this for me. I think I should have got him to do it. Here's something I prepared a little earlier. We're actually inside the Google AdWords customer centre. Okay, so we're not in the search engine right now. We're actually right in the part of my account on Google AdWords. And I've taken those keywords that came up as a result, remember, from the little, we push the button. Here's a little ad, just like the ones we saw for World Internet Summit. Remember I showed you my little ad? And we're basically saying to Google, inside our account, we want this ad to show when people get on your search engine and type in these combinations of keywords. Is that pretty cool? It's called matching the message to the market. Well, it's part of that process anyway. So, we don't have the numbers handy right now, but Adverts Agility Dog, I don't know who's getting on the internet and typing that, right? But obviously people are, because it's come up in just the top 100 results. Well, when they come back and type it in again, I want to make sure they know that I've got a solution that might be exactly what they're looking for. Gil down the front here, has anyone got their running shoes on? Here we come.
Missed it.
Just hold that closer so we can all
hear. Pay-per-click.
Mm-hmm.
On the pay-per-click figures that you showed us on the previous page.
I can't hear,
page,
honey.
On the...
Just keep talking. Right.
Pay-per-click figures that you showed us on the previous page, there was something like 2,000 there for dogs barking. Was that per day?
No, they're the results. Good question. They're results for the previous month.
The previous month.
The previous calendar month to the month you're in at the time you do the search.
So how much would that cost you when you were telling us that it could cost anything from 5 pence or to $78 per click? How much would that sort of frequency on clicks cost?
Well, they'll vary for every set of keywords, because remember, every set of keywords is another set of people, right? And depends on the marketplace activity. So you can get some estimates. Okay, you can find this out in your account. You don't set it up and then get a bill a month later to say, oh, by the way, you spent $2,000, running your campaign. Right. Yeah. Right. In fact, you can set daily budgets even. But if you understand advertising and you've got it working properly, your advertising should be paying for yourself, so you don't actually have to set a budget. But when you're starting out, it's a good idea to set a budget, right? Just to control your spending. You don't want to go insane. So when you go into your account, and these are the gaps that we'll fill in for you if you want to see us privately over the course of the weekend. But essentially, what I wanted you to understand is we went out and found out what the marketplace was searching for. We plugged them in to a search engine service. We wrote what we wanted to have appear to represent us to get people to... Exactly. And we've done that literally in a couple of minutes, right? And now we can hit the go button in here, and this advertisement will be live to air in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Has everyone got their head around that? No. Okay, just lady right here just on the end. Just if you can ask a specific question and then...
I'm really lost. I don't know how we went from dogs barking to this. Can you just...
How we came up with barking dogs?
No, I understand what you did when you did the search.
Yep.
I don't understand what you're doing. Is that actually an advert that you're testing, or is that a website that you have?
This is an advertisement, and if people click on it, it will go to our website, and we will pay for that. That's what the pay-per-click
right.
is about. So we're paying for the generation of the traffic off the search engine every time someone selects our advertisement.
I see. So that's not just like a little advert that you don't have you do have a website to back that up?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're building right. web businesses.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, the way you were describing, that's how I perceived it, was that you were testing that little ad
mm-hmm.
to see how many people clicked in, and therefore,
correct.
On the basis of that, you would build a website and then...
Once you've got a product to sell, yes. You don't have to have a full website in order to set one of these up. That's not something I can go into in detail right now, but I use pay-per-click just as much for my market research as I do for selling. Because you get an immediate reaction. You get to find out stuff. When I'm researching, I don't have a full-blown website. Do you want me to tell you what I do? Real quick. Now, devil's in the details, right? I'll put an offer up, like an article that I've got from someone else, a free article on the web, and I'll get permission for it, and I advertise the article. So So people click on the ad, and there's my article. And, of course, there's a... Now, the button at this stage wouldn't be to buy, right, because I'm not selling anything, but I can build a list. I'm going to tell you more about that on Saturday. But you don't have to have a fully-fledged website in order to go forward. Who'd like one of these? Who's really wanting one of these? Who's really, really, really wanting one of these? Now who's really, really, really wanting one of these? To go with the keyword tool, which is something I developed to help people get on the right track to web business profit, I'm very fortunate to say I've got a wonderful relationship with Google, and they have agreed to give you all £20 towards your very first Google AdWords account. So you're in the game if you want to be in. I'll pass that on to Google that they went down well. So these are available for you to get from us over the course of the weekend, as well as much more information about the specifics to do with what we've done there. I just wanted to show you, though, the connection, because sometimes people get up here and they're talking about your keywords and stuff, and you think, what the bloody hell has that got to do with my 100 e-books, right? So now let's just spend a little bit of time talking about keeping going forward. Have we had a great session or what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been fantastic. This is an opportunity now, particularly those of you that were brave enough to ask an actual question. You know, we know your name. One of the best things you'll be... and we know where to find you. I love it. You know, be encouraged to be as participative as you can when we do these question and answer type questions, these interactive ones, because see how much more you can get out of it by doing that. Sometimes when you go to seminars, you tend to hold back a bit, and you actually are just holding yourself back. You see how much more you can get out of it when you get interactive. So do your best to get here into sessions on time and, you know, fight for the front seats. Have you guys had the best view? Okay, maybe I shouldn't have busted your great secret. But, you know, the sessions, they are long days, and hopefully the questions we've answered will help you move forward and start to absorb the information. But also remember that, you know, you have zone-out periods, and I'm sure some of you have during this session. Don't dare tell me you have, right? No, but it happens. But just be aware when it is, and if your cup is full, then don't be hard on yourself, right? It just means you're not ready for that particular piece of information. Sometimes we can sort of like push ourselves a little too hard, expect a little too much too soon. And if you are just starting out, there is a lot to learn. So be kind to yourself, but make an effort to get everything you can, because like these guys, they're the best in the world. And it's just not many opportunities you get to spend this amount of focused time with the best in the world. Your notes and follow-up, I talked about that sheet. You know, if there is a question you've got from a speaker, a lot of the presentations are going to be seminar style. They're not going to be interactive. So make sure you jot down the question. We've all come all this way for you to be able to get your questions answered. So at any time, take advantage of that and stop us and say, you know, there was something in your presentation that I just wondered if you could spend 2 minutes with me. Every one of us, I can guarantee you, will say yes. And so if you don't have the question jotted down, the probability of you remembering to ask it's lost. Honestly, when you leave here, arm yourself with as much as you can by being as interactive as you can. I guess that's really what I'm saying. The other little bonus that my gorgeous men down the back there have agreed to do for you, because they are so capable at all this stuff, and they help manage my technophobic ways, which, you know, we saw demonstrated live a little while ago when this went haywire. They've actually set up in that corner there a web business help centre for you folk. They're doing it free of charge to help you get particularly the more technical questions answered. But we're going to do structured, organised presentations for you during the big breaks. And there's a schedule up there that I think Tony's got, and there's probably one up on the wall by now. What we're doing is the first 40 minutes of the break, if it's an hour break, right, we're going to spend the last 20 minutes doing a mini little workshop down there on focused aspects. We're going to do one on Google AdWords for you, so we're going to talk about that. But what we're doing is not just giving you the knowledge, because remember, you know, webmasters aren't the wealthy people here, right? So being technically capable is not necessarily the answer to your ongoing profitability in your business. It's actually understanding how the numbers relate to you making money. And we've got everything you need down there to show you that. Okay? So we're actually going to do focus little presentations for you. Please be nice to the guys because they are doing this free of charge just because of their association with me. And apart from the structured sessions, of course we're available for you as well to help you move through whatever it is that's going to challenge you over the weekend. In my 89-something businesses, there's nothing I haven't come across or I haven't tried. So I'm pretty sure we can help you out on any facet. Is that pretty neat?
Yeah,
that's cool. You guys rock. Thank you. That's how you get the most out of the investment that you've made to get started or restarted in a web business for profit. We're loving that, huh? I want to leave you with a parting thought, and I wish we had more time, actually. I'm kind of disappointed I've run out. Who's ever thought, when they've like driven down the main street of their town, no matter how big it is, man, I wish I had bought land here 30 years ago. Oh, kills me where I am. Especially in Australia. And I think from what I hear, it's been the same here, that you've just been through a big surge in property values. If you'd have known 30 years ago what you know now, how much real estate do you reckon you would have bought?
Alone.
Yeah. Do you know how much it costs to buy a little piece of real estate on the internet? Less than 10 US dollars will buy you a domain name. Do you think it will always be that cheap? I doubt it. I hope not. I want it to get harder and harder, and I want regulations to get tighter and tighter. Do you reckon you're seriously at the foot of opportunity right now? I'm not kidding you. I'm not trying to hype you up. There has never been a better time in the history of business to get involved in something that will require minimum outlay, that will give you maximum reach in the shortest, cheapest possible time and way. And you can do that for under $10 US. And right now, you're less than 0.00001% of just Britain's population. So there's one question to ask yourself. Before I tell you what it is, I want to say thank you so much for being such a warm and wonderful audience. In fact, Brett did whisper in my ear, he said they're a great group. And like that's a great way to get someone built up right before they come up and speak. Because I don't know if you know this, but like, you know, my back's dripping with sweat. And you know, it might sound good out there, but inside you're kind of dying. So I want to thank you for that. And my global collaborators, we're going to be down the back of the room right now to take any questions that you have. We've got a general session put aside right now. So thank you for that. And I really, really look forward to my little time again on Saturday with you. And of course, we're here all weekend for you. You don't come all this way and sit out the back, right? So the question you've got to ask yourself, if you are in an opportunity, the best time ever in the history of business, how much real estate of the 21st century do you want to own? Thank you very much.
Jenny Armato. She's not bad, is she? Yeah. Some fantastic information. Real estate of the future. Is that an interesting concept? And yet, how many people actually know this outside this room? Do you realise how valuable this is to get this knowledge in? That's what gets us so excited about it, folks. Fantastic knowledge. Guess what? It's time to give the brains a little bit of a break. Then we're going to get serious, going to come back at 6:30 with the internet challenge. See you all then.